الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد, we continue with our series on Tarbiyah, and today we will look at the issue. The first issue in Tarbiyah is that of Adab. Adab is respect. Without Adab, there is no knowledge that can be gained, and there is no benefit, faida, from this knowledge which can be gained. Adab is the first step of learning. Adab is the first step of opening the door of hidayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Musa alayhi salam came to the place where he saw this fire, the first hukum that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him was, فَخْلَعَنْ عَلَيْكَ إِنَّكَ بِالْوَادِ الْمُقَدَّسِ تُوَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first hukum that Allah gave him, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him that he is Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first hukum he gave Musa alayhi salam was, take off your shoes because you are in this holy place of Tuwa. First lesson of deen is adab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned and ordered the believers in Surah Al-Hujurat, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَا تُقَدْ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُقَدِّمُوا بَيْنَ يَدَيِ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْإِقَابِ. And then he said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَرْفَعُوا أَصْوَاتَكُمْ فَوْقَ صَوْتِ النَّبِيِّ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, oh, you who believe, do not put yourself forward before Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Have fear of Allah, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very severe in punishment. And then he said, oh, you who believe, do not raise your voice above the voice of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the people who learned this lesson of adab were the Anbiya of Allah. They were the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And about this ayah, when this ayat was revealed, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, they say that after this ayat was revealed, whenever Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu said anything to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to ask him to repeat. Because he couldn't hear him. He used to speak so softly that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had difficulty hearing him. And Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu took a vow and he said, I will speak to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam only in a whisper. I will speak to him only in a whisper. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the third ayat of Suratul Hujurat, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this ayat was revealed, the asbab al-nuzul of this ayat, it was revealed for Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised him a great reward, and he said, those who lower their voices below the voice of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has tested their hearts for piety, and for them there is a great reward. The first adab is, first lesson is adab in tarbiyah. Without adab, there is no hidayat in deen, no matter how much of knowledge you gain. The one who had more knowledge perhaps than anyone else was Iblis. But Iblis had no adab. And so when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him an order, Iblis questioned the order. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, make sajda to Adam, Iblis said, he is made of clay. خَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ تِينَ وَخَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارِ خَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارِ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ تِينَ. He had an argument. He said, you made him with clay, you made me with fire, fire is superior to clay. He had this racist view of life. And therefore he refused to make sujood. I mean, imagine, he is refusing to obey the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not because of lack of knowledge. He had knowledge, he had plenty of knowledge. He had knowledge of shuhud. But he had no adab. And therefore, he entered the fire. And Adam alayhi salam also had knowledge, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ أَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that we have taught him the names of everything. And the Mufassirin say the names of everything, it doesn't just mean name, it means the nature of that thing and everything to do with that thing. Now we were in this place, sitting by this lake, which had a lot of water birds in it. My friend and I were having this conversation. We said, well, you know, what kind of bird is that and what kind of bird is that? And we had some name for this bird because of our knowledge of birds. And then we had no name for some other birds because our knowledge didn't extend that far. And then we said that, see the beauty of this thing. You're looking at the same bird. By giving it a name, nothing has changed. But somehow it gains significance if you can call it something. If I can look at the goose and say this is a bar-headed goose, it means something. But otherwise, it's a bird, is a bird, is a bird. So this naming of knowledge of something has a lot of meaning. So Adam alayhi salam had knowledge, but he also had adab. And that is the reason when he made a mistake, he didn't argue with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He didn't argue. He didn't say, but you know, it's not really my fault. It's the shaitan who did this and so on and what not and so on. And after all, what is one tree? I mean, you gave him the whole Jannah, one more tree. Yeah? So what if I go near the tree? Explain to me, why must I not go near this tree? Right? No, none of that. He made a mistake, immediately he accepts this mistake. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِلَّمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَا مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. No, Allah, it's my fault. Oh Allah, I have done zulm on myself. We have done zulm on ourselves. It's my fault. No argument. No argument. It's my fault. Yes, I made a mistake. خلاص. And if you don't forgive us, then we are nothing. We will be destroyed. We will be among the losers. Adab. Adab is to accept mistakes. Adab is to make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Adab is to ask the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawbah wal istighfar, we will look at that as a separate issue. Each of these is a topic by itself, inshallah. But I'm saying that very important for us to remember, I remind myself and you, that everything begins with adab. Now there's outward manifestations of adab, and that's why when we say when we come for salah, we come prepared, we come properly clothed. We don't come to salah just like that. And when we stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we stand in a state of humility, we stand in a state of adab. When we read the Quran, when we read any of the things to do with deen, we do that with adab. Imam Malik rahmatullah alayh, it is said about him that before he gave dars of hadith, he would make ghusl, he would make 2 rakat salatul hajah, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable him to understand the words of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to be able to explain them properly to the people. And then he would come and sit and he would give his dars. And one day, Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi was sitting and he was giving his dars, and people saw that his face changed and the color of his face changed and he became pale and he started sweating and so on. But he continued the dars. He didn't stop the dars. And people looking at him are wondering what is happening to him. Obviously, he looks like he is in pain, but he does not say anything. He doesn't stop the dars. And obviously, as part of the adab, nobody interrupted him. Nobody stopped him. Nobody asked him what was happening until the entire dars was finished. And when the dars was finished, Imam Malik collapsed. And when they went and they revived him and so on, and they saw that there was a scorpion which was under his foot, and the scorpion was stinging him the whole time he was giving dars. But Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi did not consider it appropriate even to move to get rid of the scorpion. He did not consider it appropriate to stop giving the dars of the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to interrupt this dars, even to take away that pain of the scorpion. Now, Ajib, you know and I know today that if you have to read a book of hadith, if you have to read Bukhari or whatever it is, whichever book of hadith, we know the fiqh, that it is not necessary for us to make wudu and so on and so forth. Of course, one must be pure, but it is not necessary. Wudu is not a condition of picking up Sahih Bukhari to read it. And if you are sitting and reading, and if there is a mosquito biting you or something else, there's no problem with swatting the mosquito or removing this pain. I mean, we know the usul of fiqh, but who knew fiqh more than Imam Malik, rahmatullahi alayh? They used to say about him that when Malik is in Medina, how can I give a fatwa? People used to, ulama of the world of the time, they used to say, how can I give a fatwa when Malik is in Medina? Rahmatullahi alayh. So do we know fiqh or did he know fiqh? So how come when he approached the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to ensure that he was in a state of purity, he was in wudu, and he would pray 2 rakah salatul haja before he touched the book of hadith, before he gave the dars of hadith. Why? None of that is among the fara'id. If someone asks you hadith to narrate a hadith, you don't have to be in a state of wudu and so on and so forth. We know this. We know the masala. But we do not know the ruh of this masala. We do not know the life of this masala, the soul of this masala. And the soul of that masala is adab. Imam Malik knew the masala better than you and me. But still he insisted on doing more. Adab is to do more. Adab is to do more. Today we live in a world which is completely devoid of adab. There is no respect for elders, there is no respect for teachers, there is no respect for the teachings. When you are sitting with a teacher, people will ask a question any way they want. They will interrupt the thing, they will ask a question and they will argue, and we'll talk about this issue of arguing with the scholars. It is one of the most despicable and terrible things to do. To yourself, nothing happens to the scholars, because the loss is your own. We'll talk about the separate tiers. Each of these is a different topic. But I'm just saying that the lack of adab, today we live in a world which has no adab. We don't teach our children adab. We don't teach our children. When you come and you see somebody, say salam. And this is not only for the children, it's also for us. If we don't do salam, they don't see us doing salam. We don't teach them, they don't do salam. Adab is an absolutely critical element, an absolute foundational need for anyone who wants hidayah. Definitely for anyone who wants the knowledge of this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I remind myself and you, let us inculcate adab in ourselves to approach this deen and every aspect of this deen with the greatest respect that is due to it, because this deen is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let us ensure that we are not deficient in our adab when we approach this deen of Islam. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept it from us and to give us hidayat and to open our hearts to it. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمُ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَأَصْحَابِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ